in the SEAL platoon, and that he needed to learn everything he could so he would be ready. I was lucky. I had some truly great leaders who invested in me. They took the time to explain things to me. They talked me through strategies and tactics. Some of the Vietnam SEALs told stories that held important tactical leadership lessons. I listened. Those stories and lessons sank in. Eventually, I was able to put the leadership theories I had learned to the ultimate test in combat. I then codified those lessons and passed them to the young SEALs entering the ranks. I tried to teach them how to lead. The goal of leadership seems simple: to get people to do what they need to do to support the mission and the team. But the practice of leadership is different for everyone. There are nuances to leadership that everyone has to uncover for themselves. Leaders are different. Followers are different. Peers are different. Everyone has their own individual characteristics, personalities, and perspectives. I often tell leaders that what makes leadership so hard is dealing with people, and people are crazy. And the craziest person a leader has to deal with is themselves. That being said, even crazy has a pattern. There are patterns to human behavior. If you can recognize the patterns, you can predict the way things are likely to unfold and influence them. When I retired from the military, I started teaching civilian leaders the same principles of combat leadership. Eventually, I partnered with my former SEAL teammate, Leif Babin, and started a leadership consultancy called Echelon Front. The principles from the battlefield applied to any leadership situation. We wrote about the tenets we had learned in combat in two books about our experience as combat leaders and how the principles of combat leadership applied to business and life. The books, Extreme Ownership and The Dichotomy of Leadership, explain the principles in clear language and showcase the principles in stories from combat and the business world. The feedback from leaders around the world has been incredibly powerful as they apply the principles from the books to their worlds. But applying the principles can be more challenging than it might seem. While garnering an understanding of the concepts is fairly simple, sometimes it takes more. A leader must understand the strategies and tactics needed to actually implement these principles, how to pragmatically put the principles to work. He or she must understand the strategic foundations on which the principles are built and the core tenets that comprise those principles. Then, the leader must understand the tactical skills, strategic maneuvers, and communication techniques used to employ the principles of leadership. That is what this book is about. Like other books I've written, the experiences I describe are based on my memory, which isn't perfect. The quotes are not verbatim, but approximations meant to convey the ideas that were spoken. Some details have been altered to protect the identities of the people involved or sensitive information. This book does not need to be read only sequentially from cover to cover. It is written and organized to be used as a reference so that any leader can quickly understand and implement the strategies and tactics relevant to the situation he or she is facing. Leadership strategy and tactics is meant as a field companion to help leaders do what they are supposed to do: lead. Who am I to try and teach others how to lead? Where did I learn leadership? Much of my education was luck. I say luck because there were a few fortunate coincidences that gave me the right frame of mind, the right teachers, and the right opportunities to learn. One of the ways I was lucky and that made me focus on leadership was the fact that I wasn't really that naturally talented at anything in particular. As a little kid, I wasn't the fastest or strongest or smartest. I was never great at shooting a basketball, kicking a soccer ball, or throwing a baseball. I didn't win any races or have a shelf of trophies and ribbons from sports. My report card was never exceptional either. I might have done well in a class if I was interested, but I usually wasn't. And my grades reflected that. I was average across the board. Still, at the core of my personality, I wanted to do well. I wanted to leave an impression on people. I wanted to leave a mark. But my athletic and cognitive